1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It is convention week for the Democrats. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz making their way to Chicago by way of Pennsylvania. ABC News political director Rick Klein saying President Biden, who stepped aside for Kamala Harris's campaign, will be delivering the keynote speech tonight.
Joe Biden is yesterday's news for this party right now, and it's not a mistake that he's being given a prime speaking spot on Monday. Then he goes off on vacation in California. We're going to see Vice President Harris make some appearances throughout the week, including, we're told, during President Biden's speech.
There have been protests in Chicago, and more are expected throughout the week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East. He and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting for about 2.5 hours this morning. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky insisting the recent incursion into Russian territory is to create a buffer zone between the countries. And severe flooding in Connecticut overnight and over the weekend. It's not, however, related to Hurricane Ernesto out in the Atlantic and headed further northward. This is ABC News. Railroads that can carry millions of tons of freight between the U.S. and Canada could screech to a halt later this week. Workers at the two biggest Canadian railways are threatening a strike. Suddenly slipping under the water off Sicily, a boat being described as a super yacht. ABC's Tom Rivers.
The vessel went down in bad weather. 15 people were rescued from the 160-foot yacht, but seven others are listed as unaccounted for. A helicopter and rescue boats from the Coast Guard remain at the scene searching. Divers have located the wreck at a depth of 163 feet. The boat was flying a British flag and had mostly British passengers on board, but also other nationalities. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And some Pokemon bandits on the prowl in Texas. The thieves trying to grab them all smashed their way into a shop and swiped a bunch of rare Pokemon cards worth about $2,000. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And now for the Pella Play-by-Play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules?
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The economy is doing well, but anecdotal evidence of Wisconsin food pantries suggests people are still struggling. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on one food pantry where traffic has doubled in the past year.
The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them two and three jobs, but with rising costs of living, it's just not enough. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some county fairs in Wisconsin are banning lactating dairy cows this summer out of concern over bird flu spreading to dairy cows. Bird flu has not been found in any Wisconsin dairy herds, but it is affecting cows in states like Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cleveland Guardians came to Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. They left after being swept in a three-game series. The crew with a 2-0 shutout Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's what this whole thing's about. When you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's what makes it feel really, really special. makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have it like that.
The Brewers head to St. Louis to open a three-game series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers losing to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver. The Broncos played their starters, while the Packers went with their second and third string players, but Green Bay with poor run blocking and even worse pass protection.
Offensively, just want to see more fight from our guys. That was frustrating, just the lack of ability to move the football, both in the running game and in the passing game. So we definitely just got to reevaluate and take a long, hard look at everybody.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy. We may become mostly cloudy for a time this afternoon with a sprinkle or two possible. Our high 75 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, sunshine 73. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Todd's in Chicago getting ready to cover the Democratic National Convention. So on our next show, tune in for coverage of the event.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Minow and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest, up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments. This ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit PellaWI.com today for a free in-home consultation.
Love them. And you can just see so clearly out of their windows.
Absolutely. Can we read that one, Todd?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Todd, that's up to you. You're the producer.
Yeah, you're in charge of that. Yeah. We'll hold off for a
when
minute.
When has that ever made a difference?
Yeah, that's good point, too. No. That's good point.
Well, you've been kind of an East Sider. Introduce our special guest.
Oh, man. And, well, it's not so much I've been an East Sider. I've been just this Green Bay guy, and we love to claim our own. And really, Scott, I've followed you for years. Scott Vincey, who is a sports reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette, you write great columns. I mean, you cover the sports, but you also have your own opinion on some things. And
this guy's always so nice to me.
Jim?
Yeah. Longest serving, 16 years.
How did you know that? Yeah.
I know everything.
Wow.
And
a Green Bay guy, I don't want to assume anything, but I hope you voted for me. But you...
actually, you know what?
Well, no, don't tell me.
Tell him. It's even worse.
Oh, jeez. I sent the guy money, too.
No.
You don't vote.
I didn't vote.
Oh. Yeah, that's... I have another show on, and we talk about voter apathy or just it's anyway. Well, I'll talk to you during the break about that. Anyway, but welcome to our show. You've been on here before, and is this a busy time for you, or is it 365 busy?
No. So I usually get the month of July off, so I'm just coming off of that right now.
Oh, cool. You guys all kind of do that, don't you?
There's really no. So I cover everything but the Packers, college or just anything that happens. So other than July, there's really not time to take off.
Right. No, I agree.
So it's going to start getting busy here starting Thursday with football.
Last time we talked to you, I believe, is when they hired Gottlieb.
Yeah. Have you warmed up to that, Mayor?
I have.
Okay.
Because of John. They just sent out, they're a little late getting out those season tickets. Mm-hmm. They're coming out this week. So I called because we have pretty good seats, the second row. Of course, you got the best seats. But I'm interested. I want to support UWGB anyway, their fundraisers, and I hope they do well. I'm with you, though, and we talked a little bit, this focus, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got 400 stations. We have one. Yeah. And I just, if he can do both, God bless him.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. They're going to have about, John, 20 players on the roster this year.
Well, like I told you that day, Scott, you know what? It's been a long time since I've seen UW Green Bay basketball mentioned in the Washington Post and on ESPN and things like that. So if nothing else, better than, no disrespect to an assistant coach from Platteville or somebody, that, because it's a different game now. Mm-hmm. It's complete. I have never seen anything in my lifetime change more than college sports over the last 5 years. I've never seen anything like it. Yeah.
And for a team like, you know, UWGB to survive, they have to think outside the box.
Absolutely.
Now. So I should have saw in retrospect after Sundance left that they were not going to go back to just your run-of-the-mill X's and O's coach.
No.
They had
to have some glitz to it.
Yeah. So now when Doug leaves, I don't know where you go next.
I don't know, but
Larry Bird.
Are ticket sales?
I don't know if it's going up or not. It hasn't been good for probably about 20 years now. So, and
why, Scott?
I think there's too many other things to do. Okay. And there's social media, streaming, and there's just, people are busy. So many more entertainment opportunities for people in 2024. And then, of course, with the Packers,
And people have X amount to spend on entertainment.
Right.
And
right.
you talked about the sports, but the Meyer Theater's got it going on, too. They have a lot of stuff. And you're right. I mean, if you're going to spend, pick a number, $2,000 a year on entertainment, the Packers can take a good chunk of that.
I mean, think about back in the 80s with Dick Bennett. I went to those games when I was a kid. Yeah, late 80s. Okay. And what else was there really to do?
Yeah, there's no
in
gamblers.
In the winter, no.
There are no Green Bay gamblers.
There was just regular TV. So you had, your TV show. But, I mean, what was the entertainment dollar going to?
Well, I think a lot of people did stay home to watch me.
Oh, yeah, that's
that.
Right.
So, I mean, that's right. That was a few hundred there.
Yep.
Todd just gave me a look.
That's true.
But it was an event. Going to when GB got really good, because when I started here, they were horrific. I mean, they were one of the worst Division I teams in the country. Mm-hmm. And then Dick comes in, and it took him a few years. It wasn't like automatic, but with that building and building and building, and then with Tony, of course, it was quite the, and I've been into a million arenas. A Thursday night or a Saturday night at the Brown County Arena, when you get a Cleveland State or somebody like that coming in, I'll tell you what, that was as good a venue as there was in the state of Wisconsin that night.
It was legitimately electric.
It was
legitimate. The energy in that building.
Exactly.
In the Brown
County. Incredible.
Yep.
But there's really no, there's not a lot of buzz on GB. I mean, the echo chamber talking. A lot of people who are there are people who are supporting the program. They're really not there to see. I mean, they're there. They like to see the game. They'll give the tickets to their kids. But they've got to. I hope this guy is an entertainer, because that's what we like.
Yeah. I don't know if you can be a bigger entertainer than Sundance was
in terms
of coach. And I don't know if winning consistently does it, because even when they went to the tournament in 2016, the next year I'm like, oh, there's going to be more. No.
Nothing.
No. So,
you know what? How big of a factor, though, is it going to be? Because, for GB, forever until now, you get some kid like Kevin All from Green Bay East. Man, I saw him play in high school. That's so cool. Some other kid, Ryan Borowitz from Ashwaubenon. Hey, it's great seeing them. So you watch these kids literally and figuratively grow up in college. And you had ownership. It was almost like, I've watched him since. Now, no one's going to know a player on that team this coming year. Half of them will be gone after. It doesn't breed that long-term affiliation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and when Will Ryan was here, he tried to get Wisconsin kids, at least, maybe not hyper-local, because there's also sometimes not enough of those kids around here. But also I've noticed some of these kids who would have been like, I want to play in my hometown, now want to go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
They want
to
get, so, but that, I guess if you could get a bunch of Green Bay kids, and all, then the attendance would go
up. But there's a kid from Kimberly a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Followed him in high school.
Yeah, Jackson. Pavelecki.
Yes. Goes to Wofford.
Yep.
Like freshman of the year.
Yep.
Goes big time to Iowa State 1 year. Mm-hmm. And now he's in his third school in 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's going to happen now, as you were mentioning, in terms of college sports is changing. That
I would hate to be a coach.
Johnny and I went to that, and I'm sure you were there at the UWGB steak fry. Mm-hmm. And wasn't it Mark Murphy that said there's not a worse job, but he just said
he said the last job he'd want right now would be an athletic director in college.
Yeah.
That was Mark Murphy who
said that. He said that, too.
Yeah. Right through the BS.
Like in front of every 1,000 people, I was like, wow, that's okay. Now I'd like to welcome, the athletic director. I think I'd get their arms around that, too, a little bit. I mean, it's kind of gone from one side way to the other, kind of like, to left to the right, and we got to get back more in the middle on that.
But I understand, these kids, some of them, really disadvantaged families or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I saw it a lot of times on the road. Some of these kids, I won't say who, but you know, they didn't have enough money for a, you know, cheeseburger someplace when everybody else did. So I understand that, that these kids need a little help in that way. But now they're literally buying kids for hundreds and thousands and millions. It's like, can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
You know, I don't begrudge them, I guess, but it's just for the sport itself. For an old guy like me that's been following this, when kids would get suspended for getting a free T-shirt from somebody. Yeah. This is mind-boggling, the change.
Well, that- Yeah. I'm one of those pro player kind of. So you're right. It has ruined the game in a lot of ways for a fan.
For a fan.
But I've always thought it was unfair if you are a really good player at Duke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, a college education paid for is very valuable, but you're also helping them. You're the reason why they're just banking millions. You got to give them some of that.
I remember my daughter graduated from Madison and went for a walk, you know, around the corridor, and the bookstore was there. And remember, it was Brooks Bollinger's jerseys all over the place and everything. It's like, he's not getting one cent for those.
I agree being pro player, and I think that's great because I do think they were taken advantage of. I also think someone's got to look at, they're making too much money. I wish they would have fewer commercials because, and I don't mind the players getting paid. I'm not against that, but I just think it seems like they're very money driven when you, because of the commercials. Yeah. It's constant with basketball and not high school. I'm talking about college, but, and not so much UWGB, but you know, I wish sports wasn't such a, of course I'm a capitalist, but it just really is driven by money.
And it always has been. That's why, like, as I'm growing up, I'm a diehard fan of so many teams. And then I get really, like, an old man, and I start to get just, I'm like, you know what? This is just a business.
Yeah.
I
mean, right. You're right.
What am I cheering
for? Why
are
you putting your heart and soul into this? Why am I going to be so hurt?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there
you're
was
right.
Like,
right.
There was, you're exactly right.
They were talking, I don't know what game it was. It was a playoff game, but they did some kind of, I don't know, maybe probably some college kids did some kind of survey, but the fans felt worse than the players.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no question.
Well, because you do, it's so cliche, but it is a job for them. So I'm not saying a guy like Jordan Love does not want to win. I'm sure he's really sad. But when he goes home at night, it's just a job, you know?
Larry McCarron always had the greatest line about that. It's not whether you win or lose. It's who gets the blame.
Yeah.
The thing, you're the same with the boys sectional at Brown County Arena. Great atmosphere. Then the WIA moved it. Dumb.
Yeah.
Well, the arena had to go, I guess, you know, with whatever. But that was quite the setting, too, man. See, that was phenomenal.
I'm old school, so I would have tried to just repair that or refurbish it and keep it.
I loved it.
Because a lot of old school GB fans were also upset when they...
Well, they lost their good tickets and everything, too.
Yep.
So when you were growing up, was East good?
They were. They went to state in the early 90s. And then after I graduated in 96, things have gone down. But their football team was good under John Kolstad, the head coach.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask this. As far as, you know, like we were in Neenah a couple of weeks ago shooting our pregame special. And I've been to, when I did St. Norbert football, there wasn't a school in that conference that had a high school or had a college stadium like what Neenah has. Mm-hmm. And you think, okay, well, that's Neenah. They got all this huge money and whatever. But now Green Bay West upgrading, Preble, which is where we're going to be Friday night, they're upgrading.
Oh, yeah.
So it seems like schools are finding a way. It's almost like there's the haves and the have-nots, and some of the have-nots are trying to edge their way up a little bit closer, huh?
Yeah, no, and it is cool to see all those Green Bay schools now get turf. But from a participation standpoint, man, the Green Bay's hurting, just all of them.
But it is, but... Mm. Green Bay has changed in terms of, we talk about if schools have the attendance within a distance of the school, it's just a different, it's a different market.
I had a neighbor in Ledgeview, and he said, he went to East, and he said, all the great football players, their kids are now playing at DePere and West DePere.
Right.
We got to set a great break.
Bayport.
Scott got Fancy with us, back after this.
You're
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Scott Fency, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us. Scott, you could have gone a lot of different directions with sports writing. Why did you want to stay with the prep? I think it's awesome that you have, but what were the reasons for that?
Well, and you mentioned it before we went on air today. It's because I don't fly. I will not get on an airplane. So it kind of limits your opportunities in the sports world of what you're going to cover.
Right. But I saw you on the road at times, didn't I? For basketball?
Did you say? I take a lot of pride in this. Like when the GB women made it to Dallas.
Yeah.
I was there.
Okay.
I drive.
Okay.
Okay. So, and you know what? My one off day. They played on a Sunday, lost to Brittany Griner and Baylor.
Oh, yeah, you remember that.
Competed with them for a while,
absolutely.
By the way. I got up at like 5 in the morning, got home that night, was in work 9 o'clock the next day.
You drove from Dallas to Green Bay?
Yes, and I always contended, hey, that's everybody flying that day. I just took a little bit longer. But they cut that out. They wouldn't let me do it anymore.
Why?
Because technically, I suppose if I drive 20 hours there, that's considered work time.
Oh, I
and see,
you.
I tried to say it wasn't.
Taken, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I won't fly. I got it. You know, this
good,
is my
good for
yeah,
you. I think that's impressive.
No, but then they.
Very impressive.
All right, so just for our young listeners, John Madden was and also another great sports reporter like Scott is, and he didn't fly.
Right.
But he traveled pretty well.
And to be fair to him and not to me, he did fly at times earlier, had some panic attacks. So he has been on an airplane. John Madden was.
His big thing was claustrophobia.
Right.
Because even some of the people over at the Union Hotel, he used to have that little private room upstairs, and those staircases were really, really narrow. And I guess he even had some, you know, trouble with that as far as...
Well, maybe if you would have not gone to the Union Hotel so much, but okay.
but that's where it's like a guy like Madden, who then exclusively did have the bus, had the money to do that.
Right.
The fact that he had tried that and wouldn't do it anymore makes me feel like, nah, I'm probably right that I wouldn't enjoy it.
So the airline industry has changed a lot, but there was an article just real recently about after deregulation, which was a good thing and drove prices down. It's a lot more competitive that the number of people who have flown. So you're still in the, I don't know if you are or not. Anyway, if there's anything I could do to help you fly, I would do that.
No, and people have graciously tried. Hey, there's things you can do. I'm not doing it. And I know with my luck, I know the first time I'd finally give in, that plane's going down. You know what I mean? It's like,
Well, maybe your first flight should be Air Force One. Qantas Airlines has never had a crash.
Yes.
You know what? If I could have a parachute where you could jump out of the plane as it's going down, I may consider
Wow.
That. Yeah.
I give you credit for that.
But no. And so in a roundabout
way. All right. So you don't fly. But that's one of the reasons. And I want to talk about your career because I think there's some people who would love your job. And it.
Not the pay. But maybe some of the things that I get to do.
Well, you know what? It's one of those things, too, and we always joke about that in these markets. You just got to move. Mm-hmm. I mean, the money's there for what you do. You just got to go to a different market and do it.
Right.
But if you want to stay in this size market.
And fly.
You have to fly. You know one thing, Scott? You've always covered high school sports with a certain slant. Mm-hmm. I've always thought you've covered it. And like Jim kind of alluded to when we first started. You've always tried to bring in a little bit of the personality. Like Jim was talking about when I was talking about the third-string quarterback for the Packers, kind of like the backstory where he lost a really good friend to suicide, his teammate and everything. And I've always felt that you always got went a little bit beyond just how many points did you have tonight versus other things about them. I've always, when you did feature stories on people, I always thought that was really cool. Yeah.
I feel like you guys are should be my publicist.
I know,
you're,
right?
You're
I know.
Way over kind with me. Yeah, way over gracious. You guys are the stars here.
I just want to say, Scott,
16 years again.
I just want to say, though, I've watched you at games, and you are not the most emotional guy I've ever met. Mm-hmm. You just, I don't know how you do that. I mean, like, you dig into the backstory, so you kind of know these players, mm-hmm. and yet you keep a level head.
I think I told you guys last time, it's not that I don't care about my job, but I don't care about the two teams playing in terms of who's winning.
Who's going to win? Yeah.
I don't. So there's, I'm just there to record, basically.
But, you know, he interviewed two of my relatives were Metro Players of the Year.
Ooh.
Yes. One was a softball pitcher. The other one was a
from
soccer
Bayport,
player.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a soccer player?
Yep. And you always used to say she reminded you of a girl from some kid's movie with really curly hair.
Maybe Curly Sue?
Yes.
Didn't, seriously?
Yes. Yes.
You know what?
Do you remember
scared?
That?
No.
She played at UW Milwaukee, full scholarship.
The scary
Louise
thing
Franny.
Is, yeah, see, I was going to just say, when you do this too long, you start to forget.
I know. People,
and like, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
You're really going to get is, you probably get it now too, is guys coming up, and it's like, Mino, I remember you doing my game in 82 at the sectionals, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I wasn't here in 82. Yeah, you did the game. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. I have had people give me credit
for things
and
didn't
then
do.
I don't want to embarrass
exactly.
them. Like,
okay,
so you're like, oh, I worked at the News
times.
Chronicle. Yeah.
Yes.
I remember your work at the News Chronicle. Yes.
Yeah. I got to find the tape. I know my mom got a VHS doing our game. It's like, I was in Flint, Michigan at the time.
Yeah. The scariest thing, I said, I'm going to quit when I end up covering the child of somebody that I covered when they were in high school.
And
you know what?
It's getting
probably about 6 years. It is.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Mr. Vincey.
I can't handle it. I'm not going to. No.
I could see that happening now, basically.
Actually, that's going to be a pretty cool story.
I could give you one right now.
Okay.
Chris Grayson's son.
True, but see, I was not old enough covering Chris Grayson.
Right.
So that's where I think I'm about 6 years before.
Chris, I did do a story one time. Chris at the sectionals or whatever threw in like a half-court shot for Sturgeon Bay. And I want to say they beat DePier. And now his son's going to be the quarterback for West DePier this year.
Grayson.
So there you go. So you got that.
That's what's cool about you is that you also stayed in this area. There's a few other people. Can I name another person?
Absolutely.
You and Mark Daniels, to me, were the two legendary people that I grew up listening or hearing. And it's really cool that you're still doing this.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Can't get a job anyplace.
No, but
I was going to say that. I'm not going to pick up.
But that's cool, though, that you can go back. I mean, how many people can go, I covered, Chris Grayson.
You know what? One of the things, though, too. Okay, so I was in Flint where I covered the Pistons and the Red Wings and the Tigers.
In 1982, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have that experience, and it's like, okay, it was like, okay. But when you come to Green Bay and you got an NFL team, and the housing prices are half of what they were in a place like that, and the crime is a hundredth of what it was in Flint. And it's like, there's not a lot of reasons. I mean, I had opportunities, but I just didn't want to leave here.
So crime went down when you left.
In Flint?
Yeah.
Oh, substantially.
Okay. Yeah. Flint.
He ran the gangsters.
Yeah. How close was Flint to your hometown?
Oh, a long ways.
Oh, it was.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So
5 hours.
And so Green Bay was actually closer.
A lot closer.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The other good thing about the longevity with him and Daniels, Johnny does a lot of public speaking auctions, and I think that's good for the soul, and I think you're kind of giving back. Even though, financially, maybe you don't have the money to do it, but to go there and run an auction and raise $30,000 for a school is, awesome. So
the day I realized I want to come to Green Bay was first day I pulled into town, and I go into the gas station, give him 20 bucks. I said, hey, I need 20 bucks. I'm like, okay, which pump? I said, pump 5. She said, it doesn't show that you've pumped. I said, well, no. She says, why are you doing that? I said, don't I have to pay first before I pump? In Flint, they had big bulletproof glass in between you and the thing, and you slid it under a chute.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I like this town already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you never
just
left.
Felt so safe.
Yep.
It is a great city.
You know, I was watching the other night. I'm going to talk about this. An actor. It's like, who does this guy remind me of? And it's you.
George Clooney.
No. No. I'm going to look it up. And we're going to put his face up. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Technology we're using on today's farms fascinating to non-farm attendees at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. What technology are they focused in on? Those details on the way.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Abir Saha is the museum curator at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. He says they're focused in on agriculture, and he says what farmers think are common everyday technologies are really important for their agriculture storytelling.
I've been looking at the history of the center pivot, which really revolutionized how irrigation was done on fields around the world. And if you look at a center pivot, it's responsible for why so many fields now are circular. When you look at them from an aircraft, you'll see these circular fields because center pivot irrigation moves that water in a circular radius around the farm. And so it's a kind of invention which has really not just changed farming, but it's changed the landscape and geography of what the earth looks like.
Abir Saha, he is the museum curator at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. That is a facility that gets about 1.2 million visitors annually.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStacks Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corntraits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
And although the Packers may not have been real impressive in their game against Denver last night, the Wisconsin FFA Foundation wants to invite all Packer fans to join them for a special watch party Friday, September 6th, as the Packers play in Brazil. The watch party is going to be held just outside the Titletown District. Cost is $100 per adult and will include all kinds of entertainment as well as food. Take a look at details, WIFFAFoundation.org, and get your tickets today, WIFFAFoundation.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy. We may become mostly cloudy for a time this afternoon with a sprinkle or two possible. Our high 75 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, sunshine 73. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Hey, neighbor. Have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Casting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Scott Bensie, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us. It is a Press Gazette smorgasbord. Ariel Perez will be joining us in just a little bit as well. Scott, we got to ask, with the years you've covered high school sports around here, who have been, first of all, who have been some of the guys that impressed you the most as young athletes and coaches? And just the overall atmosphere of covering high school sports that made your job more pleasant. Because if you have to deal with jerks, it isn't fun sometimes.
So that is the best part about high school sports.
Yes.
Unlike professionals where, again, it's their job. They're sick of talking to people. They don't want to talk to people. People are so accommodating at the high school level, whether it's coaches. Kids obviously are always cool.
Yeah.
But so it's just a very laid back, fun atmosphere. These are people in the community.
Sure.
You know, so we're all just having fun with it. In terms of athletes, one that comes to mind, I don't know why randomly, but he was just Mike Taylor from Ashwaubenon.
Oh, yeah.
Went on to play for the Wisconsin Badgers for football.
Oh, was he tough? Linebacker.
Linebacker, great wrestler. Apparently, he could throw 90 miles an hour, you know, but he didn't even play baseball. But just an all-around great athlete.
I agree.
Alec Ingold, that's cliche. You know, that's an
I'll tell you,
one,
we had him in here this summer.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How impressive was he, Jim?
And just a great kid, too.
Jim gave him,
I mean, I kind of go behind
Jim
the scenes.
Jim paid him the ultimate compliment.
You told him to run for mayor?
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what? He would win. Because you
I know.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He just was in great family. You know, sometimes that plays a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And we had his mom on, too, one time. And just, those are great stories. I mean, you must take a lot of just, I knew him when he was, you know, eighth grade, or I guess freshman.
It's funny because when I would text him now, I'll go, hey, this is Scott Fence, he's impressed, because then he's like, you don't have to identify yourself. But like, what was cool about him is even when he was like 17, so you could tell.
No
he was
question.
Just mature beyond his years.
Right, no question.
The,
you know,
and like, the kid from Bayport.
Kid from Bayport.
You know, he was in that place for the Dolphins.
That's him.
Yeah. Well, who's the no? Okay, that's him.
That's Cole Van Landen.
I'm sorry, I'm getting mixed up. You're right. He was great.
No, the guy. Kiwani. That's
who we had his mom on.
Bortolini.
That kid.
Tanner Bortolini.
Oh yeah.
I got it. You're right. We're I'm not like John when it comes to athletes.
Sure.
I don't get politicians mixed up as much. But anyway, yes, I think he would. That guy from Bayport. Yeah, he'd win easy. He just has to live in the city like you.
Right.
That's what you got to do. Can't live out in Howard.
So what about as far as basketball?
Ooh, Adam Cook was really good.
Really good.
You know, Katie on the girls' side, Katie Hardy was great at Ashwaubenon.
Tremendous.
Yep. They never won a state title, though. I'll never forget. I kind of did a thing where I had a behind the scenes with them, and it was going to come out after the state title in 2005, and then DePere decides to upset them and go
the
way.
That's right.
And then we had to release this thing behind the scenes with Ashwaubenon, and it's like, oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, girls basketball has been phenomenal around here, though, hasn't it?
Mm. Oh, everywhere now.
Yeah.
Girls basketball is exploding.
But another thing that I think is underrated in Northeast Wisconsin, the quality of the high school baseball players. People don't talk baseball much up here, you know, versus when I lived in Arizona and place like that. I mean, who was I talking to? Oh, Bob Van Rens, I think.
Hmm.
He said there was like five kids throwing like 94 miles an hour in Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Right. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. That's major league level.
And that's impressive because obviously, like you said, Arizona,
warm
weather, you're going to have.
Right.
This is a tough place to like really break out as a baseball player. But we've got some guys.
Hey, in your reporting, we have coaches that the parents give advice. Do you get emails?
it used to be.
Jim, we did a show one time. Me and Nick, I want to say, did a two-hour show with Scott about that.
Oh.
About the letters and emails he would get.
Really?
And he actually
my kid?
He actually even saved a couple of voicemails he got. And we'd play him on there. Remember that?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
It has changed big time over the years. I don't know if the newspaper guy has that type of influence on them anymore in their thinking.
Right.
I don't know how many people are reading that anymore, where now you have these recruiting websites.
Yeah.
And all the, hey, rank my, I think they're probably getting more of the emails than I am. It used to be awful. And now it's hardly ever, which might not be a great sign for me, but like, hey, I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah. Like I said, Heather, it's like, hi, this is Scott Vency. Please leave this message. Yeah, it sounds like you.
Yeah.
Well, it is me.
You know what? Do you think you have that somehow, somewhere? I would love to hear
I would, maybe Nick still does.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Why don't you get a life?
And think about it. Why don't you get a job and think about it?
Why don't you get a job and think about it?
Yeah.
And then he hangs up.
Yep. And I don't know if that guy then called after that was on the radio and we actually talked or not. Because
We played it a bunch of times. Yeah.
People were mean though. People
could be vicious. Yeah.
But it's also because they were emotional about let's say their kid.
They had that emotion. You were their only outlet in some ways.
And I.
I remember the one time you said about a lady called you and got all over you because you didn't name her son all conference or something because that would hurt his scholarship offers.
Oh, the costing your kid a scholarship thing was huge in our industry. Man.
Wow.
Again, now
When was the last time a sports writer, high school sports writer, cost somebody a scholarship?
Some
coach somewhere was like, I didn't know that kid was D1.
And I always thought
he had written about him.
I always thought it was insulting to those coaches.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, you don't think they have a bigger process than just you
absolutely.
Know.
How old are the kids you start covering?
How old are they?
What it's high schools when you. Okay, the reason I ask it, Warren Gerds.
I know why you're good. Go ahead.
Warren Gerds, who you obviously didn't know.
Sure.
My kid was in grade school and was Annie and Annie. And I said, hey, and I was mayor. And I said, Warren, why don't you do a story? He goes, there's no way I would cover little kids. Because parents, that would open up a whole can of worms for, you know, everybody wants their kid to be.
Yeah,
so
that's interesting at that, like the arts level, though, if you have like some kind of, that would have been an interesting story. Now it's just more of a, like, I mean, if we. You just can't cover middle school.
No.
Right. So you just, it's almost like the rule is you just got to wait.
And I remember sometimes people would go, hi, how come you didn't cover this big JV tournament?
Yeah.
It's like, you know why? Because that should be developing. That should be, you know, learning how to play, learning to be a good teammate.
Right.
It's not the wins and losses until you get onto varsity. That's how I always felt.
No, and I agree. So
What keeps you in the game? You could have, and you talk about you haven't left this market for a larger market because a little bit of flying, and I'm going to help you with that after the show.
A little bit of flying, yeah.
But what, do you have a favorite here? Do you got family or what's the deal? What keeps you in green? Yeah, lucky you're here. We're glad you're here.
You know what? I'm a guy who once I find comfort, I never go, hey, I need something else or I'm looking for something else. So the big fear would be, and this is not, kids don't listen to me on this, but it's just, I don't need to be happier because I'm happy. So why look and then go somewhere else and go, oh no.
Oh yeah.
What did I do? Okay.
So you order the same thing. On the menu every time.
Absolutely.
You're that guy.
I eat the same thing. And it's about three different things.
You still go to the Y every day? Didn't you used to go to the Y every day?
No, I'm now on my stationary bike every morning in my basement. So, yeah. But that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I ordered the same. So it's just,
yeah.
I don't need anything else.
If you were a coach.
We all live to be content. And,
absolutely.
You know, God bless you for being there.
But we need people to want more than that for like the world to actually be productive. We can't have a bunch of people.
I think
like,
you're productive. Just what
so
doing.
Do I. But you're right. We can't have a bunch of placeholders. We need risk takers.
Right. Right.
But not crazy risk takers.
I'm a guy who, if you gave me $4 million, you're never seeing me again. Where there are these athletes or whatnot, they get paid and they still go to work. I couldn't do it. I'd be done.
I can see that. I would too.
I would turn it into eight.
Yeah, he would.
and we need those people, you know.
Hey, in the time that. Your era, basically, of covering high school sports, though, boy, some of these people have had to take on other responsibilities with their athletes, haven't they? Okay. It's not just mom and pop and three kids at home and dad works at the factory and has a stable job and he's going to retire after 30 years and they got a cabin. And it's in a little bit more state of flux. And some of these people really have to dig deeper for these kids, don't they?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's definitely not 1985 anymore.
No, it's not.
It's not 1985 in Flint anymore.
No. Nope.
You know, we're like, you know. Crime's probably worse there now.
I was the only white guy on the YMCA Downtown Flint Basketball League.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How did you do?
Never got the ball.
Never
got the ball.
Get a towel.
It was probably a good choice. You know what, though? You're not a bad ball. I played with you on a city league.
Never got the ball.
You were a good shooter.
I was a scrapper.
Yeah.
I was a scrapper.
He would, you know what? He would wait behind the 3-point line and just wait for somebody to pass
there.
It. Yep. So wouldn't run an offense, but like wouldn't, I don't think you guarded much, right?
Not a lot.
No.
Not a lot.
So, I'm sorry, what did he
not
do?
Not a lot. No.
He would just stand at the 3-point line, waiting for someone to throw the ball. Then he
corner three.
Right.
And sometimes, that happened, he shot. It usually went.
Remember in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest when they played that pickup game of basketball with Big Chief? Remember Martini, who was Danny DeVito? I think, I'm open. Give me the ball.
I could pretend like when people say, hey, remember when I worked at the Chronicle? And you go, I never saw
that movie.
No. Yeah, that's the one where Here's Johnny, right?
Here's what?
No,
here's,
no, it's not.
He's Shining.
No, he's Jack Shining. Nichols. Oh. No, that's Shining. It was.
We're going to have to bring Ariel in here.
You should see quotes. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay. You got to have a wish list.
So, well, two things.
I don't watch movies. That's like the third movie I've seen.
Okay, so One Flew and Fly. Those are the two things I need to accomplish here, right?
Fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to ever fly.
No.
I don't think you should. No. I don't think. Best sports movie of all time.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
I know.
Is it Hoosiers?
That would be mine. What I was going to say would be mine. Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I remember being at the old
theater. Whoa.
You never saw the Hoosiers, no.
You've never seen the movie.
Sitting at the old Meyer Theater, where it used to be.
That's worse than me not flying.
And
what's going on?
At Hoosiers.
Okay,
Tony Benton was sitting right in front of me in his purple jacket. I still remember that. Okay. I don't know why, but I just remember that. I wonder if that inspired him somehow.
Think that movie.
Yes.
I think
that. You never saw that movie.
So I tell Scott, I can't let you get away with that. Yeah. That's worse than flying. 20% of the people in this country have flown. Okay?
Only 20%?
No, at least. Okay. I'll look that up. But anyway, more people
have flown than have seen Hoosiers?
Yes.
Always pulls that out. He always pulls out these weird facts.
Here's the question. Is The Karate Kid considered a sports movie?
Ooh, I say yeah.
Then that's my favorite.
Ariel?
I've seen that.
Okay.
Karate Kid sports movie, yes or no? Yeah.
Okay.
Todd?
Is it? It's kind of like it's kind of a love story,
isn't
it? It's
kind of like his Die Hard Christmas movie, you know?
Wax on.
Yeah.
Paint the fence.
Amanda, yes or no?
Thinking about the elements of it, yes, it could be considered one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You got someone struggling in the beginning.
Yes.
Becoming the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So
got a text here. Nearly 90% of Americans have flown commercially.
Wow.
What?
That's from Google, Jim.
80% of the world's population. I was talking the world's population.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up now.
Look it up. 80% of the world's population has never flown.
Well,
so I said 20%.
Not.
Okay.
So, I was looking world. You guys are so.
So it's pretty common.
They're so
micro. They just look down.
Yeah, it's pretty common that I don't fly.
So Google, according to May 2024, 95% of the world's population has never flown.
What? Did you say the world?
We're talking about 95. The world.
But, I mean, you got some countries that are, third
Africa,
world.
Exactly. India.
I don't think anybody from Afghanistan has ever flown,
Okay. But the U.S. population, what was the number?
It was 90, right? What was it?
90%.
No way.
Have flown. United States.
No way.
I believe it.
I actually believe it, too.
I believe it.
No.
Nearly 90%. Oh, I believe it.
I mean, think about the Christmas holidays. And,
Yeah, there's no question. No question.
Not even close.
No question.
Go ahead, you guys. Keep talking.
All right, my brother. One last quick question for you. If you were a coach, who would you be like?
Well, I don't think I'd be like anybody.
But, ones you followed where you think to yourself, you know what? I like what he does. If I ever coach, I'd like to do some of his things.
No,
you wouldn't?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You don't pay close enough attention?
Huh? I do, but
you're kind of superficial, aren't you? A little bit?
I'm just very basic,
Do you want to share who you think he looks like, by the way?
Yeah, I did. Bobby Cannavale. Cannavale?
Oh, it's not showing up right here.
What did you think of that, Scott?
It's weird that I'd never heard of him.
Well, I don't think he's a big name, but when I was watching reruns of Boardwalk Empire, which was a great, great series.
You know what I'm watching right now?
What?
And don't spoil it if you've seen it, because I'm only on... Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah. It's got Steve Martin's in it.
Yeah.
Really?
And what's the other little guy?
Martin Short.
Martin Short. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I heard it's great.
Yeah, I didn't... think I was gonna oh my gosh.
You wanna know one that I'm watching that's kind of stupid and everything, but I laugh? Space Force.
Never heard of it.
You've never seen it with Steve Carell. You've never seen Space Force and John Malkovich?
I'm kind of disappointed in myself.
Ariel, Space Force? No? TV show? No?
Todd?
I mean, I've heard of it. Is that a cartoon?
No. Okay. It's about the new Space Force.
So yeah. It's a new
Steve
show?
Carell. Yeah.
And it's a show, not a movie.
Yeah, it's a series.
Oh, man. I got it.
How about... So everybody saw Breaking Bad.
I never watched Breaking Bad.
What? Okay. That's worse than Hoosiers. What? To not have seen.
Yeah. And what about Suits?
Just got done watching
it. Is that the best?
I said it's my second favorite show after Breaking Bad.
See, all right. Have I said that?
Stick around a little bit, Mark. We're going to bring everybody on. Stick around. You're not leaving yet.
Knows his movies.
We're not. Now we're talking movies.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your Green and Gold Bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Stay with me. Stay with me. For tonight, you better stay with me.
Hey, welcome back. We got a doubleheader with Press Gazette personnel here, but how tell me this doesn't sum up the current state of print
media.
Journalism.
I know. We've got two of the best writers.
Yep.
From the Press Gazette in studio today.
Yep. Two people I want to read right off the bat when I pick up the paper.
Right. Scott has been with the Press Gazette for...
Since 2001.
And
Ariel? Wow. Since 2022.
All right. So you guys both work for the Press Gazette. Probably one of the nicest buildings in downtown Green Bay.
Historic, classic.
Great looking. And today is the first day they met. Because you guys are so... working from home or working from...
Ariel... works from the office sometimes. Yeah. I'm too content and lazy to actually drive in. No, that is crazy though. That was funny when he came in. He's like, yeah, it's true.
That is truly amazing.
Yep.
But how do they do it? Because I remember when when I read Warren Gert's book, and it talked about old school where they would have almost like clotheslines or something, and pictures or things would be going on that. And it's just just crazy mayhem how they put together these great newspapers every single day. What's it like now with that aspect of it?
It's just
everything is digital. So you can work from anywhere. I always like to go to the office because I feel like I'm in the work environment.
Right.
I've created that in my little nest at home. But when it's summer and my wife is a teacher.
Yeah.
So when she's not working, she's at home with the kids. So who can work there?
Something to be said about.
So I got to get out.
I've always liked going to the office, but you know, you're an interesting guy. I mean, I really.
You know what? That might be the best way you could describe.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, what do you think of that, Scott
Bensy? He's pretty interesting. It's another. It's a nicer way of saying weird.
Yeah,
strange.
I'm not saying he's a complicated.
The nicest way to say it.
I'm not saying he's a complicated fella. But I am saying he's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a lot of layers there. No. Peel that onion pretty quick.
Yep. No, well, you've bred me in about an hour here. You got me down.
I think I do. Yep. I feel.
You called that I only eat three different things.
A few more things.
Legitimately do though, right?
I do. Spaghetti.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
Sometimes tuna fish.
And that's it.
I mean.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I don't want to accept, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then here's Ariel. I cook
food. I cook everything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a chef, but I like to cook. And I cook almost every day at home.
Is there any restaurant around here that you go to because it reminds you of home cooking
not
back in the day?
Not yet.
No,
not
okay.
yet. I mean, I've, you know, Antojitos Puerto Rico, it's somewhat, because...
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Antojitos Puerto Rico.
You like the way he says
like
it,
that.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico, yeah. I love that.
Can you sing that?
Yeah. Actually, I used to like it in the Olympics, even when they announced, ended first place from Cuba. Remember that?
Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah, so that they have some, you know, rice and beans and stuff that we usually eat in the DR, but...
There's your side hustle. Start a restaurant. You can do these...
Food truck?
Food truck, pop-up restaurants. Try it out.
I've kind of see what they have, all the things that they have to do.
There's a lot to it.
And,
yeah.
And the restaurant business is so hard. Yeah. You know,
Okay, so I teach a class, and our project at the end of the year is to do a food truck. You know, fixed cost, variable cost, where you're going to be, and there can be money in those things.
Oh no, definitely.
And I tell the students that you introduce a culture through food.
Yeah.
And
but you know,
I would invest a little bit, like our guy, not a whole lot. Kurt, I don't know you that well, but
you know, he talks, but everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to do this. But he said, okay, you show up and all of a sudden the burner doesn't work on your grill. The so and so. We had the other guy that had the food truck get started on fire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, well, and we're getting new restaurants now here in Washington. You get that Mexican and Dominican place that's coming up. So
And they're starting
up... I'll try it. She's Dominican, so she probably knows how to cook the food.
Right. What do you think of the soccer bar that's opening up?
I went there Saturday. Yeah. 9 a.m. I was there, and...
and your boss could be listening.
Well, it's Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay, that's true.
I'm off. Right. And there was a lot of people there. And we left for after the last game of that day for the Premier League. So stayed up to noon.
Think it'll make it, that bar?
I mean, you know, it was the first day. We'll see. There's a lot of people.
Is there interest?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are, you know, excited about having a place like that. It's awesome to go in there and you can watch any game, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
The projector has the main game, but then there's so many TVs you can say, okay, I want to watch this here. So they had the Bundesliga, the Premier League, the Italian League. So, you know, and it's a cool environment. It's not like a drunk
place. People really want to watch their soccer.
Exactly. So I, you know, hopefully they will. They're not going to be open like a normal bar.
Right.
So that works for them.
Scott, did you ever have trouble covering soccer? Because I did.
Yes.
Because I didn't know. I didn't know it.
Yes and no.
Okay.
So I know nothing about
strategy.
But it's really cool because you know the big part of the game was, hey, this guy scored a goal.
Yeah.
So that's what you write about. But other than that, I don't know strategy. I don't know how to ask coaches questions.
Me neither.
But they always say it's a beautiful game if you get it.
Absolutely. Like, symmetry.
It's never.
So what about cricket?
He's never covered cricket.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I don't believe there's a cricket course in Green Bay.
Yeah.
But some youth really likes it. My nephew plays it. And we have that. I mean, right? Notre Dame has it. Southwest.
Do they? Cricket?
Cricket?
No.
Cricket?
Actually, crickets? No. I mean, I don't.
Lacrosse.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Cricket is like, I have a sudden.
How long have we been doing this show? How long? 14 months? 14, 16
at least,
months? At least once. He vehemently says, how come they don't cover cricket around here? We've got a big cricket thing. Cricket is popular.
It is.
Their World Cup was just now. Didn't watch it?
There is a cricket field on the west side.
Okay, but just to make sure, listeners, there is not at Southwest.
No, I take that all back.
It was lacrosse. He got crossed.
Yeah. But Scott was saying that he doesn't really know the X's and O's of soccer, doesn't really know the questions to ask. And my question to him is, how about lacrosse?
Would be the same thing. But at least, again, it's very like, okay, that person scored, so that's a big part of the, you know. Okay.
But I couldn't write about the wing doing something.
In fact, I didn't even know there was a wing until right now.
Sports writer for the Green Bay. You finally got busted. Thank you, Scott Vency. Wow. Scott Vency, Ariel Perez from the Green Bay Press Gazette in the house. Back after this. Let's do it.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.